UK terror police admit no evidence for charges over supposed far-right plot on Islamic event. By Kurt Zindelka on July 19, 2026. The Metropolitan Police have announced that it has found no evidence to charge anyone in connection with a widely reported alleged far-right plot against an Islamic event in Suffolk. Last week, Counter-Terrorism Policing, CTP, shut down the UK ITM event at Shrubland Hall at the Barham Country Estate in Suffolk over a potential threat against the Muslim gathering, which drew thousands of people. 13 people were arrested throughout the week amid claims of a potential extreme right-wing plot against the Islamic event, while police conducted raids on properties and vehicles, seizing dozens of electronic devices in the process. The story was quickly seized upon by the left-wing Labour Party government, with outgoing Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer declaring that he would not tolerate any attacks on our Muslim communities, or any form of anti-Muslim hatred. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood said that the police response had undoubtedly saved lives. "I know this is deeply concerning news for British Muslims," she wrote on X. "We must stand against hatred and we must unite around our shared belief in a country that is open, generous and tolerant to all our communities." However, over the weekend, the Met revealed that it had not found evidence to charge any of the suspects with a crime in connection with the supposed plot. One of those arrested has been charged with two counts of possessing an offensive weapon, extendable batons and a stun gun. Yet, police said this was separate from the alleged plan to attack the Islamic event. On Saturday, 8 men were released from custody without charge, while one had been released on bail with conditions pending further inquiries. This came after 4 others were released without charge earlier in the week. The announcement from the Met has resulted in some questioning the validity of the initial story, with Reform UK deputy leader Richard Tice even suggesting that the arrests may have been made to distract from the alleged murder of Brexiteer Anne Widdecombe days earlier. So what really happened here? Everyone released, no charges. Was it real, or a deliberate diversion tactic away from the alleged horrific murder of Anne Widdecombe? With the suspect reported to be from the far left? Tice questioned. "Counter-terrorism need to update us all urgently," he added. In a statement, Commander Helen Flanagan, head of Counter-Terrorism Policing London, said, "This has been a fast-moving investigation after we became aware of information to indicate there was a potential threat towards the Islamic event over the course of last weekend. Since then, we have made extensive inquiries, but at this time, we have found no evidence to support anyone being charged with any offences linked to the alleged threat. While I know this may still be very concerning to the public and particularly to those in the Muslim community, I want to reassure them that our inquiries are ongoing. Should we identify any potential offences or threats to the public, then we will not hesitate to take further action. I want to reiterate my thanks to the event organisers and to the local community in the area for their continued support and understanding as our investigation continues." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.